talking baseball. Klazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's Sayonara Ichiro. Quick, name some of sports' most legendary players who are known just by one name. Basketball, let's go for Magic, Shaq, and Kobe. What about golf? Well, there's always Arnie, Tiger, and Jack. That works. And in baseball, you ask? Well, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke would make for a really nice song, don't you think? Well, let's consider adding this name to the list. Ichiro. Ichiro Suzuki, known to the world simply as Ichiro, quietly retired last week at the age of 45 from the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners and the Oakland A's were playing Major League Baseball's season-opening two-game series in Tokyo late last week when Ichiro retired. Ichiro started his lengthy 28-year baseball career in Japan as he became a national legend in his first 9 seasons. While in Japan, Ichiro batted .353 on average and won 7 Gold Glove awards for his skills as a speedy outfielder with an accurate throwing arm. During the 1994 baseball season, he began using his given name, Ichiro, on the back of his jersey instead of his family name of Suzuki. The team's manager introduced that idea to him as a publicity move to help create a way to distinguish their rising young star. Initially, though, Ichiro did not like the name change and was reportedly embarrassed by it. By the end of the season, though, Ichiro had become a household name in Japan and soon around the world. He came to the United States to play in Major League Baseball with Seattle in 2001. Many Americans thought that Ichiro may be too frail to succeed against Major League Baseball pitching and endure the long 162-game season. After all, Major League Baseball fans had become used to seeing steroid-induced giants such as Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds on the field for the past decade. Ichiro was smaller than most Major League athletes. Despite his average height and weight listed at 5'11 and 170 pounds, Ichiro's inaugural season in Seattle featured a sterling .350 batting average and 56 stolen bases. He became the first player to lead the league in both categories since Jackie Robinson back in 1949. Ichiro also won the American League's MVP and Rookie of the Year awards his first season. As fans flocked to watch Ichiro, his on-field stretching exercises became legendary. S.L. Price of Sports Illustrated back in 2002 said, "Ichiro's on-deck gyrations became a Seattle model of cool, with little leaguers everywhere trying to keep their faces blank while contorting like pretzels." Well, during his first 10 seasons at Seattle, Ichiro was selected to the All-Star team every single season, as he also had more than 200 hits each year, an American League record. He also holds the American League record with 45 consecutive stolen bases without being caught between years 2006 and 2007. Ichiro's personal statistics started to slide a bit after he turned 40 years old. That was 5 years ago, as he traveled to play with the New York Yankees and the Miami Marlins. Well, he came back to finish his Major League Baseball career in Seattle last week, and he now sports a career .311 batting average and has finished 22nd on the all-time list of Major League hits at 3,089. And that came after he played his first 9 seasons in Japan. Ichiro Suzuki opened the door for the next generation of Japanese players too, as many MLB teams now feature Japanese stars on their rosters. His own Seattle Mariners added another Japanese League star to their roster for this season. Left-handed pitcher Yusei Kikuchi was handed the ball to start the game on the mound for Ichiro's final baseball game last week in Tokyo. Kikuchi is getting a chance to live two dreams, playing in Major League Baseball and being a teammate to his boyhood idol. At Kikuchi's introductory press conference in Seattle, he referred to Ichiro as, quote, "a person in the sky, a legend. I don't know if he really exists," in deference to his new teammate's nearly mythical status back in Japan. When Ichiro was lifted from the final ball game in the 8th inning last week, he was hugged by all of his teammates one by one. but the tears streaming down the face of his Japanese teammate Yusei Kikuchi signified how many Japanese fans felt about their longtime baseball hero. As Ichiro came back to his home country in Japan last week to say a final sayonara to the game of baseball, his legendary work ethic and professionalism have set new standards for future generations of baseball players. Well done, Ichiro. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Sayonara, Japanese goodbye. Whisper sayonara, but you mustn't cry. No more we stop to see pretty cherry blossoms. No more we 'neath the tree looking at the sky.